Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Cook and Joe live at Rivers Casino, and this place is now, it's a sellout crowd here, Ron, but not that. There's still plenty of room, but right in front of us, what I mean is that people are packed around these TVs, drinking beer, lining up for March Madness, getting their bets in.
It's hard to believe it's here.
Kind of atmosphere.
I just wish Pitt, West Virginia, I wish the local teams would be in. It'd be a lot more fun.
I know.
Just a little bit different without, I mean, Pitt was such a perennial in it all the time. I wish they were in it again. Unfortunately, it might be a while. Let's hope Jeff Capel can bring them back.
We talked earlier this week about the best moments in Pitt's NCAA tournament runs, Ron. One was just having a game in Pittsburgh. You remember that?
I do.
Or was it two games here,
it
right?
It was two. That was Ben Howland's.
They beat Cal?
Yep.
And they beat Indiana, I think.
I do believe that was true.
What a moment that was, just to have it here and have them in it.
I think that was Cincinnati and UCLA. I think Cincinnati was Huggins that played triple overtime.
Something like that.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. My best memory of Pitt in the tournament was winning in Milwaukee against Wisconsin. That
basically
was
like a home game for
second
Wisconsin.
Second round, and they held it. I mean, Julius Page. You know, you hear him here on the fan. I remember him having a big day.
Krauser made a huge shot.
They were just, that was fun. That was a fun time.
You know what the worst moment was other than Scotty Reynolds?
Yeah, Scotty Reynolds will always be the worst. But losing to Butler as the number one seed in the second
round. Yes. I guess the most depressing in terms of atmosphere and performance was Pacific. And you and I were both there, right? Where were we? What state?
Boise, Idaho.
Yeah, Boise, Idaho.
I stood on the middle of the football field.
It was horrific.
Did you go to what was purple field? What's the color of the field? Purple.
Yeah, blue.
Blue field.
Birds fly into it thinking it's water.
I stood right in the middle with the 50-yard line on the logo. Yeah, that was a game I remember. I think Chevy Troutman was more interested in somebody's girl gymnastics team than he was.
What was he doing that day? I will always
wonder. And it was
like
an 11:05 start.
It was ridiculous.
They never even got woke up. So.
It was horrifying. The night before, you weren't there, Ron. I don't know why, but we had karaoke, and myself and Joe Bendel carried E.J. Borghetti off the stage. He did Mick Jagger.
Boy, I'm heartbroken. I missed that.
It was a great night in Boise. And then I remember, Ron, after the game, because we all thought Pitt would win, at least me, I had no travel plans whatsoever. But at that point, even with the karaoke, I wanted to get the blank out of Boise, Idaho. So I rented a car and drove like 3 hours to the Utah airport. And on the way,
Salt Lake City.
Yes, yeah, Salt Lake City.
Ray Fittipaldo and I did the same thing.
Great move, wasn't it?
Yeah, we wanted
veteran
to get out of,
move.
We wanted to get out of there, too. It was a... Because our flights weren't until we booked them for, like, Pitt was going to be there for two games.
Yes.
And they got whacked in that first one. All beautiful right. Drive to Salt Lake, by the way.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Gorgeous those mountains were.
I have the number, Ron, as to why Duke is not going to win the national championship. And I actually think this is legit. Like, this is a reason for me, at least, to pick against them. Duke is shooting only 30.2 from three-point land, and it's a three-point game, in case we haven't noticed over the last 20 years in college basketball. No team has ever made the Final Four with a three-point shooting percentage that low. What do you make of it?
You know, first of all, don't make yourself sound like you're smart.
Oh, I obviously stole the number from somebody. It's not like I did the research.
No, but you picked Buffalo to win it all. You have no credibility.
Listen to this. Listen to who's on my side. Not to win it all, but to get to the Final Four. Khalid El Amin of CBS Sports Network. Remember he jumped on the scorer's table at the Fitzgerald Fieldhouse?
Pelted him with Coke bottles and everything.
I'll align myself with him any day. One of the greatest comebacks.
Against Pitt, that was against Ralph Willard's team. Ralph never got over that.
No?
They never got over that.
What was it, like 10 points?
It was like they came back from seven down with like 15 seconds. It was something amazing. And I remember El Amin standing up on the table, and they threw stuff at him. And afterwards, Jim Calhoun came on and said, "This place is a dump." He was right, meaning Fitzgerald Fieldhouse.
Wow.
Yeah, well, he goes, "This place is a dump."
Remember the night Jerry McCullough outplayed Iverson at Civic Arena, Ron?
I don't remember that one.
I do, but that's beside
the point.
But
anyway, I don't have Duke going all the way either. I don't have them to my Final Four. But I'm more at they got the best talent and the best coach. That's hard to pick against. So, but I just don't go to chalk. I don't like the chalk. I don't like the chalk. I wish I'd had one number one, but I don't.
Who do you have in your Final Four?
I have Michigan State beating Duke in the Final Eight.
Very reasonable.
Michigan State's, you know, really good team. I have, listen to this matchup, I have Texas Tech beating Florida State. I have Florida State beating Gonzaga.
How about the fact that Pitt drilled Florida State here this year?
I know, but Pitt football beat Clemson, too, and Clemson went on to win the national title, so...
Oh, no, I'm not degrading your pick at all. I'm just saying.
No, you are. You're ridiculing
me. I'm saying, can you believe
that? It's a hell of a lot better than Buffalo. That's the same section as Buffalo. So I have Texas Tech beating Buffalo in the second round and going all the way to the final.
So Texas Tech in your Final Four. I like that. What seed are they?
They're a three.
All right, who
else? So I have Michigan State at two, Texas Tech at three.
Yep.
I have Tennessee, a two, beating Virginia to get to the Final Four.
And
I have John Calipari's Kentucky. I pick them every year. Kentucky beating North Carolina. That's the best matchup to me. That's the best matchup of the tournament. Kentucky, North Carolina, round of eight. I have Kentucky going to the Final Four.
I talked to a guy.
So I have two, 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 three.
And I don't blame you for any of it. I talked to a guy in line today when I was putting separate $40 bets on Buffalo.
Did he laugh at you?
He took Kentucky, and he gave me the odds. I forget what they were, but it's the type of bet where you can win a lot of money on Kentucky. And I said, "You're smart, because they've got talent. They've got a great coach.
One of their best players is not playing today, but
today
shouldn't matter
right.
against Abilene Christian. So.
Syracuse is without Frank Howard today.
How about that?
Maybe going forward, and I picked them to advance.
I was talking to Jay Caulfield about it off the air. He goes, "How dumb must you be to be suspended before March Madness? And how bad must your offense be for a guy like Boeheim to suspend you?" I mean, Boeheim has been suspended twice.
Right.
You have to – something has to be – this isn't just missing a curfew or something. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I picked Baylor over Syracuse, by the way.
Yeah, I always like Syracuse.
That was more directed against Filippone than anything else.
Of course, in these tournaments because of the zone, because people don't prepare for it.
Filippone's so over the top. You know, he's almost as bad as Buffalo with you, but he lives and dies for it, so I always root for whoever they play.
I like your picks, Ron. I am going Duke, however, to get to the Final Four, so the number I gave you, I'm completely contradicting there.
So you have Duke playing Buffalo.
Yes, and I think Duke's going to run through the early rounds, and I think they run into Tom Izzo at some point. It's a great game. Zion Williamson gets them to a Final Four, and then they run into Buffalo. They run into Nick Perkins. They run into Massenburg and Nate Oates, and Buffalo outshoots them.
Names I've never heard of. Go ahead. Who do you have on the other side?
On the other side, I have Virginia, who I believe can finally score when it matters in these games. The only team in history as a one seed to lose to a 16 seed. They ain't losing to Gardner Webb or anybody else on the way to the Final Two, where they will play Buffalo for the national title.
I have Tennessee beating them.
And look who I have over here, Ron, Kentucky. I think it's a great pick. And here at Rivers Casino, that is a great bet. That's as good as any on the board.
Well, who
if you
beats
walk
North
up there
Carolina?
And pick Kentucky.
You don't fill them out. You just go to the Final Four.
I don't know. I have my whole thing filled out on, what is it? Where are our brackets online?
Our CBS? Intercom, thanks, CBS, yeah.
Yeah. You should do that, by the way. There's still time, not you, but everybody out there. And you can see all my picks through the whole tournament on there. I love Kentucky, Ron, as a two seed.
Do you have any big upsets in the first round?
No, and that's my other thing I wanted to talk to you about. We'll talk about it next. Why I went chalk finally, except for Buffalo, through the whole tournament, basically. I'm going to give you some unbelievable numbers coming up as to why. And this is the first year I did that because, like everybody else, I want to, you know,
pick
come out looking like a genius. You know what I mean, Ron?
Well, if you say you pick Buffalo, that'll automatically eliminate you coming out looking like a genius.
How many Final Fours have you covered?
Not all that many, maybe five.
Most memorable game?
Who was the guy that called timeout for North Carolina?
Chris Webber against North Carolina, right?
I was there when Keith Smart hit the shot for Indiana to beat Syracuse. I was there for that one. Those would probably be the two most. I remember that year walking the streets of New Orleans. It must have been 3 or 4 in the morning, and I was probably headed home. And Boeheim's coming up the street towards me, just walking in the middle of the night, you know, just alone in his thoughts.
Wow. Did you talk to him?
Oh, no. He had his head down. He was rolling.
You like him, Ron, in the end?
Not especially, no.
Why not?
Well, he's been suspended twice. I think he runs a shady program. You know, I find him entertaining at times. And he used to be a guy that, you know, when I'd be covering Pitt for a while and I'd try to get him on the phone. And he was one of those guys you couldn't pin down and have him, you see him say, call me at 12:15.
Yeah.
But if he was in the office, he'd take the call and he'd be really good. But he just had, was all pot luck. You know?
Well, I told you he called me during a show.
Oh, you did. That's right. Because he
I compared him to Belichick. Right. I said the only thing Syracuse didn't have last night was deflated basketballs. He didn't like that, Ron. But he was actually very nice on the phone. Anyway, I'm going to give you these numbers next as to why I'm picking chalk, and then we're going to get back into a little bit of Penguins. Chris Carter went off on the Raiders for bringing in Vontaze Burfict. I want people to hear that
also
as well.
Also defended Ben big time, didn't he?
He did. In the meantime, look at this face. Ron, actually, right now I'm in need of a shave.
And here we go. The ball is tipped.
It's officially, I love it. There it is. The opening tip.
You know,
I love this.
One shining moment, and the ball is tipped.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.